Well, what would I do here with you young people?
Well, we were just about to dance. Couldn't you stay and have a little dance?
You young girls wouldn't be interested in my kind of dancing and old stuff like the Boogie Woogie and the Applejack and trucking.
Uh-huh. Come on, show up.
Yeah, give us a demonstration.
No, you don't want to do that. Good night, Pop.
Wait a minute. Nico. These girls want me to show them? I got to show them.
That's right.
See, first I'll show you the Boogie Woogie.
Homes got Oye tonight in Atlanta. Swear to God, pop-up podcast. This is what we're doing, man. It's new. It's innovating. It's different. There's no schedule. There's no schedule to this shit. Yeah. Yeah, man. What's happening, baby? Homes got Oye. Swear to God, pop-up podcast. Season 3, episode 2. Make some goddamn noise. We're here. Yes. ATL, what's happening? New York City, what's up? LA, Chicago, Detroit. My Australian family is in the building. Shout out to you. My London family, shout out to you. There is a lot going on in the city right now. Super Bowl weekend just ended. Not what I expected. Overall, definitely got more than what I expected. At my parties, my birthday parties, was my birthday also. Super Bowl Sunday was my birthday, February 3rd. Shout out to everybody that came out, everybody that showed love, everybody that passed me shots of Patron and shots of Hennessy. Even my brother Kenzie that passed me some shit he calls Patrenacy, where the nigga mixed Patron and Hennessy. But don't worry about that. Right? There was a lot of celebrities in the town. Diddy was one of those celebrities. And he put up a post. I don't know if you saw it. He put up a post. It's saying basically the parties in which he was at. Let me make sure I break it down. You know, we break it down differently on the Swear to God pop-up podcast. We give you all of the different factors. We're not biased in any way, so that we can give you the best possible perspective, if you will, because that's all. I'm just giving you perspectives and opinions. None of this shit is facts, but you can take it as the Bible, okay? The parties that Diddy went to, or the parties that he was paid to host, they weren't necessarily parties, okay? There was not necessarily a lot of enjoyment happening, not a lot of dancing going on, not a lot of people moving, not a lot of male-female interaction. If you've been to the clubs or the lounges or the hookah spots in the A or anywhere, because the A really sets the trends on how that goes down right now. And I'm a New York cat, but even more so than New York right now. They weren't really partying like that. So Diddy said he's gonna try to bring that back and get people to dancing and all that good stuff. And it's dope, but it's interesting, because I've actually had that conversation a few times over the last long time period, last few months or whatever. And you know, I try to tell people, like, I am somebody. The parties that I host, right? Tuesday nights, Alibi, we sing, we dance. Thursdays, Aurum, we sing, we dance a lot. Fridays, O2, we sing, we dance. Saturdays, Sweet, we sing, we dance. Not tooting my own horn, but those are the parties that I rock. I'm not really a celebrity host. I'm more of a, and anybody that knows me, anybody that knows me, any DJ that's ever worked with me, any promoters, any club owners, any of the people of the patrons that come out and party, they all know I'm all about the party, the essence of the party, and making sure people have a good time. I say it a lot. We gonna have some fun tonight. You going to sing, you going to dance tonight. Ladies, you going to take those heels off. I hope you bought your flats with you. These are things I say all the time. So it's interesting to hear Diddy's point of view when he said clubs that he's seen, people don't party. And what I would say to you, sir, Diddy, Puff Daddy, the people that were able to pay your $50,000, $75,000 a night fee are the same people where the people that don't dance go in Atlanta. You feel me? That's just how that goes down, man. Lounges, and it's nobody's fault. I want to say that. It's not. I see a lot of DJs on social media taking offense to it. It's not your fault. It's no fault of the DJ. Everything starts at the top. So when you look at Atlanta, you look at Atlanta nightlife, there's pretty much been the same amount of club owners for the last 15, 20 years. There's some new ones sprinkled here and there that might have just opened a lounge in the last 3 or 4 years. But the owners, we know who we're talking about with the owners. We're talking about Alex Gidewan and whoever falls up under his umbrella. His brother, Michael Gidewan. And I'm talking about owners, people that have owned or leased or opened multiple clubs in this city of Atlanta. He owned the Velvet and Compound when it was all dance floor and Visions, which is, by the way, one of my favorite clubs of all times. But that not only were those clubs designed for you to have a good time and enjoy yourself and party and dance, because there wasn't anywhere to really sit, there were no lounges. At that time, that's what the culture called for. There's no one specific thing. Everything kind of ties together. So when you go from the New Jack Swing era, from the early 90s, where it's all dance, most of the popular music at the time is dance music. And then you move a little forward, and when Atlanta starts to take over the music scene, you got crunk and you got snap music, and you got like we're dancing, and then the invention of hookah, and the owners figured out, like, okay, the clubs are not as packed, not enough people are coming out to the clubs, so the same persons, Alex Gidewan, his brother Michael Gidewan, and those types of people, and we all know who they are. I don't want to just keep saying their names, but you know who's owned clubs in Atlanta over 15, 20 years. They said, okay, well, to combat that, so that I can still profit, I can still make my money, I'm gonna open up these lounges that are a little smaller, and I'm gonna put furniture in to take up dance room space, and now I'm gonna turn a profit this way using this business model. And that's pretty much what happened. And you got hookah comes into the club, and we sit down in these couches, and the most dancing we're doing is a little two-step while we stand up from sitting down on the couch. And it's not that elaborate of a situation. That's pretty much what it is. It's just the evolution of things. I was telling people years ago, like, the music was going to change. I remember 2012, I was telling my brother Red Boy Rojo, I told him, I said, listen, for the next 5 to 7 years, every record that's like a hit record, that's gonna be like a big hit record, it's gonna be a record from the 90s. They're gonna sample the 90s. He said, what? I said, well, this is a cycle. This is how it goes. In the 90s, same person, which is crazy, Diddy came and changed music and changed the culture and changed the vibe because he sampled records from the 70s. And that's the bad boy sound of the 90s. They're all 70s samples. So when you get to 2011, 2012, 20 years after the the rise of the sound in the 90s were all samples of the 90s. Chris Brown is the perfect example that comes to sampling all of those records. And like, turn on your radio right now. I'm pretty sure whatever's in the top five at that radio, that urban radio station, three of those records are samples of 90s records. So there's a sample of a 90s beat in that record. That's just what it is. The culture shifts, it changes. Sometimes there's no one to blame. It's nobody's fault. Sometimes it's just time for that. I've been saying it for a minute. I've been personally doing it and been a part of it. And again, you can ask any DJ, any promoter, any owner, anybody that's ever come to a party that I've hosted. Those are the types of party that's who I am. I'm from that era, that culture. I want to party. I want you to have as much fun as possible when you come around me. That's why I name myself the People's Voice. I want you to have a good time in whatever setting. Sometimes the setting, that's just what it is. Diddy got the checks that he got. He didn't turn them down. All the DJs that I see talking, they all took them gigs at them lounges. They didn't turn them down because they didn't have dance floors. You just adjust. And then it becomes time for it, but you don't have to complain. It doesn't have to be a negative energy that's put out about it. Just realize, hey, it's time for it. All right, so let's pool our money together. I live in Atlanta. I work in Atlanta. I party in Atlanta. I can't tell you how many legit black-owned clubs there are. I can tell you how many African-owned clubs there are, or other nationalities, not black. We don't own these clubs. So we don't design these clubs. So to complain about these clubs and these parties, it really don't make sense. Because the bottom line is, yeah, the promoter is a part of the problem, but the bottom line is the owner has to make a profit on this building. There is a lease he has to pay. He has to make money. The promoter came in and is trying to make as much money as he can possibly make. So back in the day where a DJ like DJ Tay Rock would make $700, $800 for doing compound on a Saturday night, now he might get offered $200, $225, $250 on a Saturday night. That's just the way the culture, that's just where the culture is right now. If you want it to be different, then change it. DJ Tay Rock is one of my idols when it comes to creating your own lane, not relying on the club culture to survive. Don't complain about it. As soon as you bring negative energy to a situation, it's not going to go the way you want to go, especially not right there. Just sit back and think about it for a second. Okay, it's just the culture. It's just time for that. It's time to get back to dance floors in venues. We got it at Sweet Lounge. Shout out to Tori and Terry, the biggest dance floor, I think, in the city. They dance and they party. I got videos and pictures. We dance and we party every Saturday night. I've been at Sweet Lounge 4 or 5 years. So we've been doing it. It's there. But what happened is the city kind of labeled Sweet Lounge as, oh, that's where the old folks be. So the young bottle popping, da 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 da, they don't come there because you got to have fun when you come to Sweet Lounge on a Saturday night. When I was at Opium on Friday nights, we had fun. Shout out DJ E-Class. We had fun. The parties that I host, we have fun. So they're out there is what I'm trying to say. First of all, you come party with me. But, yeah, host God. Ho Yay, Swear to God Pop Up Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2, Diddy's Dance Party. I probably wouldn't go to that party either, to be honest with you. I love Diddy. Diddy is a trailblazer. Diddy is an influencer. He has his statue. He has his history. I agree with him to a certain extent. But I've been saying it for a minute, I guess, because it's Diddy, it ruffles feathers now. But that's what being an influencer of his statue, that's what it gets you. and causes some types of shit. So I'm ready for it. I'm already into it. And the owners and the promoters, they know if they want you to dance at a party, if you there's one host in this town that's gonna make you dance. Shout out to all the hosts. Shout out my nigga BT, no host cap. We gonna do that t-shirt too, BT, for real. My nigga BT, Streets 945, no host cap. With no host cap, a lot of the other hosts in this town host for the Bottle Poppers. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good money in it. They really don't want you to party. And the promoters and the owners call who they know works perfectly. Shout out to Luther. Luther knows if he has a party where he wants people to dance and have a good time, he'll call me. Thousands of dollars at the bar on bottles that cost $60, he'll call Obi the promoter. That's just what it is. That's his lane. That's my lane. That's just what it is. There's nothing wrong with it. You shift with whatever you have to shift with. That's what the culture calls for. Wednesday nights in Orem is for the Bottle Poppers. I don't host that party. Thursday night at Orem is for the dancers. I host that party. That's just what it is. I'm just giving you the truth, people. My truth. Oscar Oye, Swear to God, Pop Up Podcast, ATL Podcast Network. Shout out my brother BT, producer of the show. Told you we was going to do more, and we're doing more. Oh, and Super Bowl was very underwhelming, by the way. My parties were crazy. Shout out my brother 9X, shout out my brother Kenzie, Blake Carrington, my brother Legacy, my brother Bronze. We had Encore Rockin' Saturday and Sunday. Movies. Both days, day parties, movies. But all the celeb joints, underwhelming. I think there was one joint where like people didn't make money at all. It was all crazy. It wasn't as many people in the town. I had a good conversation with Luther about it. He broke it down to me. He was like, look, the Patriots in the Super Bowl every other year, every year. So they don't travel because they're used to it as a fan base. So, okay, those people from Boston probably didn't come down like they would because they've been to the Super Bowl before. They know what it is. And then when the Saints lost to the Rams, you're not driving from L.A., so that knocks out a certain amount of people, a certain population, right? And then the L.A. crowd really didn't travel like that, like I thought. Yeah, I mean, there were spots where it was really, really heavy. Like, there were certain times downtown traffic was heavy. But overall, I gotta understand, Super Bowl is like, it will consume your city. It didn't consume the ATL. By the time, it was traffic on Saturday or Sunday between like 12 and 3, 12 and 4. By the time I got downtown at like 4 o'clock, there was no traffic. So there wasn't as many people in the town as we thought was coming to town to fill up all of these different clubs. And a lot of people went to the same club to see the same people. But like I said, Encore, Saturday and Sunday day parties, movies, shout out DJ Quest, DJ King, DJ Paperboy, DJ Chris Luck. We shot movies in there. I lost my voice, but we shot movies in there. The Super Bowl was definitely underwhelming. I think it's in Miami next year. I think me, Leg, and 9X gonna have some shit going on down in Miami. We gonna work something out. But, Swear to God, Pop Up Podcast, Host God Oye. Still here, baby. Hit me on that gram, at Host God, HostGawd. At Tonight in Atlanta. You can get your dirty clothes. You can get your drip. I got drip for sale at Fresh Dirty Clothes. Get on me on that. Like I said on the last episode, questions, concerns, if you want to chop it up, hit me, baby. 678-607-6252. That's the Host God hotline. 678-607-6252. Hit me and do a little diddy dance on the way out the door. Yeah.